another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. And we're still in chapter 13 this morning as we conclude with verses 54 through 58. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all of this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." So today in Matthew 13, verses 54 through 58, Jesus recounts an incident where he returns to his hometown of Nazareth, bringing with him the teachings and miracles that had garnered him fame and followers elsewhere. However, rather than receiving him with reverence, the townspeople express skepticism and disbelief, questioning his authority and origins. "Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary?" Their familiarity with Jesus as a local boy blinds them to his divine mission and miraculous powers. This passage highlights a profound truth that often emerges in various contexts. A prophet is without honor in his native place. This isn't merely a commentary on Jesus' experience. It also reflects a broader human tendency. When someone is familiar to us, be it a friend, family member, or a neighbor, we may struggle to recognize their growth, potential, and transformation. Our preconceived notions, shaped by shared history and everyday experiences, can create a barrier to acceptance and respect. Moreover, the people of Nazareth could not reconcile their understanding of Jesus as the son of a carpenter with his extraordinary teachings and miracles. Their skepticism illustrates how we often dismiss the extraordinary when it emerges from the mundane. This dynamic underscores the challenge that prophets and visionaries face when they come from within their own communities. The very essence of their calling can be overshadowed by the constraints of familiarity. Ultimately, this scripture serves as a reminder to remain open-minded and receptive, even towards those we think we know well. Honoring those around us, especially when they grow or change, allows us to witness their full potential and the workings of God in their own lives. Remember, even your own family members will completely ignore you, and they might take offense at you from past things that happened. We must continue to work through being surrendered to the Lord's truth, and not to the truth of the world, where sometimes it gets distorted, or should we say all the time, it gets distorted. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath, and we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue, and we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from the conclusion of Matthew 13. It's verses 54 through 58. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's titled, "He Did Not Work Mighty Deeds There." in Nazareth streets where whispers tread. A carpenter's son, once a child misread. He spoke with wisdom, his voice like a stream, but the hearts of the many turned cold as a dream. Is he not the boy from our village so small? The one who once played, who once strolled with us all? They scoffed at his teachings, their doubt took its hold, for in their own eyes the miraculous grows old. But prophets among kin face shadows of scorn, for familiarity weaves its comfort forlorn. We overlook wonders as they sit at our door, blind to the grace that can change us once more. So let us not falter, nor miss what is true. In those whom we know, God's purpose shines through. For honor is not just for those far away, but for all who, in faith, seek the light of the day. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It is August 1st, 2025. Recording this morning up with the angels at 4:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tomi, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11, as we often normally do, each and every day, 7 minutes and 11 seconds of recording time, and we turn to the name of Jesus to close, and we're thankful for his mighty deeds that he's done and shown the way to salvation. Amen. He is the answer to all prophetic utterances that happened in the Old Testament. He secures our future as life eternal. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.